passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. You might not realize it, but when crab traps get loose, they can be hazardous to marine life, which is why a yearly effort is made to retrieve as many errant crab traps as possible.
The first year we did it, we got the most, and we got about 8,000 traps that very first year.
Mike Ray is acting division director for coastal fisheries.
That number has been declining some over time, which really tells us we're doing a very good job. This last year, we ended up collecting about 1,300, and again, that's the least number that we've had.
This year's 8th annual cleanup in February netted nearly 2,000 traps. Mike Ray says citizens may only retrieve these traps during the sanctioned cleanup.
They are considered trash for just that period of time, and the commercial crabbers will have their traps out the rest of the year in a legal manner.
And what happens to all the traps that are collected?
The vast majority of them are in very poor shape, and they will be crushed and then be hauled to a landfill is what usually happens with them. Some of the better ones, we do use them at times in our educational programs, the very best of them, though there can be some other uses, but for the most part, we do dispose of them.
That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of Sea Center Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.